It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and you can join in this conversation a couple of ways. On social media, follow us. It's Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. Also, we got our Radio Now Facebook page. You can go to the station and do that. Or call us at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. And let us know if you think that this is cheating or not. Definitely kind of a seasonal question. According to a new survey, 12% of men and 10% of women say it's not cheating to kiss someone under the mistletoe.
Are you joking me? If that was the excuse my boyfriend gave me, I'd slap him.
But if you kissed him in any other situation, it would be.
I mean, it's all cheating, all of it. Well, you don't kiss somebody else you're not with. I don't care if it's mistletoe or midnight or New Year's.
God, what a Grinch you are, seriously.
I can't.
It's Christmas time,
I don't like
time,
arguing
Alex.
For the sake of arguing. That's just ridiculous.
I don't know, but you think everything's cheating, though. Like, you were like,
it is, that is cheating. That's not prudy. I'm not, my boyfriend is not going to be
picking
off.
Why are we yelling? Why are we yelling?
He's not going to be picking off a hangnail on some other chick or kissing her. Nothing.
So, if it was like at a party that I was at, like a Christmas party with like family and friends, like people you're close to, then yeah, I don't think it's a problem.
No, what is wrong with you two?
What do you mean, what's wrong with us?
It's not like they're Frenching. It's not like they've got, like, tongues down each other's throats.
So if your boyfriend...
Even if they do, it's mistletoe.
No, I don't know about that.
So let's say...
I don't want to Frenching anyone.
Let's say mistletoe or New Year's Eve, it's midnight, you couldn't be there. Jewel Daddy's standing next to a chick.
What is the difference?
But those are two holiday traditions.
We're not talking about New Year's. We're talking about mistletoe. And I would, if... So me and Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, are not spending the holidays together. So if it's at one of his Christmas parties and I'm not there because I'm with my family and it's Christmas Day and he kisses like a family friend or whatever that like their families are close to because they're under the mistletoe, I'm not going to care. I would like him to tell me. It better not be anything more than just a peck.
I'm not,
if
no
it's
pecks.
Anything more than a peck, then I'm out.
Now, are you talking like cheek side or what if it's like lip on lip?
So cheek would not care. Lip on lip, if it's under the mistletoe and everyone's like, oh, you gotta do it.
You gotta do it, mistletoe.
Then like, I don't care.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539.
There's literally no difference between, they're both holiday tradition kisses. You kiss at midnight, you kiss when you're under mistletoe. They're the exact same thing.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're
gonna,
saying one's okay, how you can't say the other one's okay.
I'm going to be with my boyfriend on New Year's Eve, and if the choice is me or some stranger, then obviously he better be kissing me.
I can't
me.
Believe you're getting so hung up on this, Alex. It's just like one kiss. It's not like, hey, you can hook up with the person. It's a kiss.
Okay. Well, I'd love to hear your all's reaction if your significant other came to you with that excuse and they had done that.
No, I would. If my wife, Lindsay, kissed a guy under a mistletoe, I'd be like, okay. I mean, like, I trust my wife. Like, it sounds like an insecurity to me if somebody has a problem with it.
Well, it's just like a fun and goofy tradition.
Yeah, like, have fun with it.
No, it's not. It's romantic.
No, it's not.
You're
making it way too sexual. It's just a kiss.
It's not romantic.
It's not like, hey, we have to make out or we have to hook up under the mistletoe. It's a kiss.
Yeah, I'm not. No, if my boyfriend kisses somebody else under the mistletoe, he's going to have to enter witness protection. I'm not playing any of these games. Oh, it was mistletoe. Oh, it's just a... Then
what?
You get into all this other crap.
I mean, if I'm... I don't know.
Amber,
feel like you're making it more complicated.
Amber, please tell us what you think about this. Is it cheating if you kiss somebody under the mistletoe?
No, it's a holiday. Just have fun. Who cares? By the end of the night, you know who you're going home with, so who
exactly.
cares?
Got the Grinch over here.
I know.
Why do you want to take all the fun out of Christmas,
Why
Alex?
Why are you taking the Christmas spirit
Why
away,
Why do you want to take the
Alex?
Kiss out of Christmas?
You guys are so annoying.
Why do you want to take the kiss out of
99%
Christmas?
99% of people agree with me.
No, they
you're,
don't.
You literally just made up that stat on top of your head.
Yeah,
they
I
do.
Know.
I know they do. Because people are usually, you know, unless they highly disagree, then they don't call.
Right. Sure, that's what it is.
That is what it is. People are more likely to complain when they're upset than they are to say something nice.
Amy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning.
Morning.
What do you think about this? Is it cheating if you kiss somebody under the mistletoe?
That is completely cheating. That's so wrong.
Thank you.
You're giving your attention, even if it's a mistletoe or whatever it is, to someone else when it should be for one and one.
So this makes so much sense.
They should not, your significant other should not have attention for anyone else. So if you guys are at a family Christmas party, he just needs to sit down and be staring at you and only talking to you. He can't give any attention to any of his cousins, any of his family friends.
Talking
that he's
is
known.
Different.
Like, what about
talking's
that?
Talking's fine. I'm talking about kissing someone else. That's just my wrong.
Gosh. Oh, gosh. What, Amy? You don't kiss your cousins?
No, I don't.
Well, so is it different for you if the tradition with mistletoe was a boob honk? If the tradition was you
totally
go...
That's totally different.
That's sexual harassment.
No, what I'm saying is the tradition... Is. Okay, exactly. So kissing somebody randomly, it could also constitute sexual harassment. So what I'm saying is if the tradition was different, let's say it was a boob honk, then would you guys still say, oh, it's a Christmas tradition, it's fun, it's the part of Christmas?
That's so inappropriate.
See,
that's so different.
Yeah, you're doing
you
apples
cannot,
and oranges.
You cannot compare...
It's all
you
inappropriate,
cannot,
exactly.
So on a first date, did you let the Egyptian kiss you, give you one peck?
Yes.
Did you let him honk your boob?
Yes.
Like, that's so different.
She did. She's like, you better honk these.
Well, I let beep, Joel beep. Daddy kiss me. I let Joel Daddy kiss me on our first date, but I did not let him go anywhere near my boobs.
Why not?
Because I thought it was inappropriate.
That's a first date tradition.
We almost got into a traffic accident. What was he supposed to do?
Yeah, I know. Well, I gotta honk something.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up next in the garbage, did we get two surprise albums from Beyonce last night? Listen to my man voice. Also, why this rapper says he wasn't really a pot smoker in high school and the most binge-watched shows on Netflix this year.